Well, good morning and wonderful to be with you. And good afternoon and whatever the time of the day for everyone who's doing this by podcast. We remind ourselves of the feature of diligence and constancy that we are using in this pair with joy. It is to remember as frequently as possible to benefit others, to share the goodness or the noticing or the recognizing, the vipassana kind of habit that we're getting ourselves into, the mindfulness habit, with all beings. So, you're in the car and you're going wherever you're going, and you notice that you feel good and happy that your car works, that you have a car, that you feel your car is safe. That is to say, it's in good maintenance, and that you're driving on a road or some sort of, mechanism of transportation that will get you from here to there. And so we notice it. We notice that we feel good about it. We feel secure, or we are happy, maybe even happy about where we're going or coming back home again. And all of that, any component of it, and as much of it as we can notice, usually not notice. And we pause. First, we just notice it. We just don't let it all go by. Because letting it all go by unnoticed is actually a manifestation of self-importance and self-cherishing that is so habituated that we just don't recognize it for what it is. We taking for granted, the car, taking for granted the road, taking for granted all the people that are involved in the road. And making the road and repairing the road. And of course, all of us have seen people, who are repairing roads in the heat of the summer. And I, certainly please wish for them wellness and coolness. And, that they're going to all have bad health from that. I mean, it's just, their sacrifice is really quite something. So we wish, oh, may all beings get to where they need to go. And may they do it with ease, comfort. May they do it, again, safely, whatever it is, all beings. So for human beings, sure, we're a human being. We know what that feels like. We also know what it feels like to get a flat tire. Or to go out and try to start the car and it doesn't start, or to be without transportation, or to have to take three buses to get somewhere, and so forth. We know what it's like to call a taxi, wait forever. It costs more money than that we ever expected. So we know the hardship. We might not have any idea about being, a refugee, a migrant, and so forth, in one of these skiffs with 40 people in a skiff on the Mediterranean, trying to get to dry land or, an island of Greece or Italy. We might not have that experience, or the Ukrainians trying to flee, or the Sudanese trying to flee, or whoever it might be. That might not be within our experience, but our comfort and ease is in our experience. So, as many times in the day as we notice anything, beauty, goodness, the taste of cool water on our tongue. How many beings in this world right now with global warming don't even have that? So we wish it. That's the diligence. We notice it. We smile with it. We rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice that you have a car that works. Rejoice that you can go wherever you want, whenever you want. That's amazing. I mean, really think about that. In the moment, really drop in. That is amazing that I can go wherever I want, whenever I want. I mean, think about all the causes, the conditions, all the amazing karma, all the amazing good fortune, all the amazing blessings that are in just that one thing. But in the moment, be thoughtful. In the moment, wow. Like over the top, wow. And where I live, going anywhere means surrounded by beauty, clean air. Amazing, amazing. Over the top. So we pause, rejoice, have gratitude, 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 appreciation, 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 and wow. And wish it. Wish it for all beings. And we can even be specific and say, add into that prayer, into that thoughtfulness. Let's do, you're doing a health challenge, or you're in a healthy day. It's a healthy day. May everyone, and think of a specific. We smile. My guess is that there are countless times through the day for each of us. This practice, this diligence and rejoicing, the diligence of rejoicing, and the diligence of wishing the benefit for others. Limitless opportunities through the day. How marvelous, how wonderful. So we smile with that. Right now, we have internet, we are together. Let's pause. Let's be with that. And then wish, however you want to, wish some goodness of that, some form of that to all who would benefit by it. And feel the feedback loop. We all know that when we feel happiness, it's its own abundance. And then when we, wish that for others, the wishing makes us feel really good too. So it's a feedback loop. And then we can wish that. Wish it, pray it, earnestly, genuinely, heartfully. And we take a long, slow, deep breath again of our heart, of the heart fullness of this practice, of this self-recollectedness. And feel our heart and mind expand with this goodness and the practice of sharing goodness. And we meditate for a little while in this radiance of being. That, like the sun, is always giving. And the more that we are thoughtful and mindful and notice the usually not noticed, we are like the sun, always giving. As we sit with the radiance of being, how did we get here? We got here by celebration, by rejoicing, by sharing, by being a wellspring of benefit to others, energetically. The more we notice and are mindful and thoughtful of, the more we appreciate, have gratitude for, the more there is to notice. How amazing. And so the radiance of being has ever more opportunities to shine forth, to radiate out, to emanate into the world. Vibrationally, energetically, and truthfully. And take a long, slow, deep breath in this radiance and bring forward contemplation again. And then we'll go back into deeper meditation. But contemplation always is meditation. Also remember that. But, we use a car as an example, transportation. And one can think, well, I won't be in the car today. So, that opportunity for rejoicing, just won't happen today. Of course, first, there are many other opportunities. That's a given. But even stay with the idea of transportation, if you will, getting from here to there. So if one can get out of a chair, just get up out of a chair, unassisted, with ease, right? So again, that goes unnoticed. Unless one has an ache or a pain, you know, bad knee, bad hip, bad back, then it's noticed, but it's noticed because of the difficulty. Can we see again how the self-cherishing, the self-importance, the self is in there? And so either it's not noticed that we just get up out of a chair, or it's noticed with because of pain, difficulty. Both reinforce the self. So we're not saying that that's a negative unto itself or any component of that is, but we are going to contemplate that there's a mindlessness about that, because the mind is there to free us, to liberate us from everything that is a form of limitation, including the ideas of pain and difficulty. So the fact that we can get up out of a chair, again, rejoice, rejoice. Wow. Wow, seriously, wow. As a person who has difficulty with that, not with pain. Wow, that I can get out of a chair. I rejoice in that. I can't tell you how many times a day. And share it, wish it out. So it's that. Can we walk across a room? Can we get from here to there? So we might not be in a car. You might not, you know, have that external form that was called to mind earlier. There's so many opportunities. So with all this, we smile again and breathe it, rejoicing. Rejoicing in all the opportunities we have to rejoice, to notice, to have appreciation and gratitude, and wish with all our heart, all our mind, all our being, all our radiance of being, wish for others, humans, animals, the planet, extraterrestrials, anybody we want. Beings in prison, they can't get from here to there. Wish it. Radiate your goodness. We take a long, so deep breath, breathing with all beings and with great gratitude for their contribution to this very breath. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Love you all. Create your day.